Chapter 6. The Furniture That Went Mad. On the same morning, Mr. and Mrs. Hall also woke up very early in the hotel. Mr. Hall was surprised to see that the stranger's door was open. He was more surprised to see that the front door was unlocked. He looked at the front door for a moment, then went and knocked at the stranger's door. There was no answer. Mr. Hall went into the room. The room and the bed were empty. The stranger's coat, his hat, and his bandages were on the bed, and his clothes were on a chair. Mr. Hall ran downstairs to his wife and said,
"He's not in his room, and the front door isn't locked. And if he's not here, why are his clothes here?"
They went upstairs. Mrs. Hall was in front. Suddenly, they heard the front door open and close, but when they looked, there was nothing there. They went into the room. Mrs. Hall put her hand on the sheets.
"Cold," she said. "He got up at least an hour ago."
Suddenly, the sheets and blankets started to move. They fell off the bed. Then the stranger's hat jumped off the bed and hit Mrs. Hall in the face. A towel started to fly around the room. The chair danced across the floor. Mrs. Hall screamed. The chair pushed Mr. and Mrs. Hall from the room. The door closed violently, and they heard the key turn in the lock. Then, suddenly, everything was quiet. Mrs. Hall almost fainted.
"It was a ghost," she said in a weak voice. "Beds and chairs can't dance. I know it was a ghost. I don't want that man here. Lock the front door."
People heard what happened and started to arrive. Everyone talked at the same time and offered Mr. and Mrs. Hall advice. Suddenly, to everyone's surprise, the door of the room upstairs opened. They saw the stranger in his coat and hat. He looked at them through his enormous glasses. Then he closed the door with a bang. They were all too surprised to speak.